considering that, how was Like a Rose created? It's one of the cooler songs on the album. What was the creative inspiration for it? How did you put everything together?
That's one of those songs and it's really weird when this happens, but, you know, maybe once every year or two, I'll write a song where I won't even know what happened. I'll sit down and start playing, you know, the instrument. What I usually write on piano these days. Start playing, you know, an old electric piano. And I don't even know what my fingers are doing, and they'll find a couple of chords or melody. And then words will pour out. It's almost like finding a little thread, a little string in a shirt, and like pulling it. And it just doesn't stop, and it just comes out. I don't even know what the chords are. You know, I don't even think technically about what's going on. I don't even really know what the song's about to begin. That's just sort of, you know, it'll start with some babble, and then words will form, and then it'll just, it's so painless and effortless that it's like, I don't even feel worthy of it. You know, it's like, I had nothing to do with it. It just sort of wrote itself through me. And that happens so rare. I mean, it's such a strange, weird thing when that happens, but those tend to be my favorite songs. The song Southbound Crane on my last album was the same way. Those might be, I think there's one other song that I've written since I've been, you know, writing lyrics and songs over the last, you know, 10 years or so that happened in that way. So that was one of those songs that just, you know, I just happened to be the conduit that it came through, I think.